In a situation like this, one of the biggest concerns is our doctors, our medical staff falling unwell. And given the nature of the infection, given its transmissibility, and in fact, unfortunately, its mortality evidently as well, it's clear that more health workers are needed. The government has now reached out to young final year doctors, doctors who are interns or final year students, who across the country are our rail soldiers. We're going to try and speak to a few of them. Joining us now, Mahesh Dangi, an intern at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences at Raipur. Mahesh, thank you very much for being with us. You know, you're a young doctor yourself, being pushed into this situation, being pushed into COVID wards. Is it a challenge that you accept? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we already accepted the challenge because we are working from last 1 year. In AIIMS Raipur, we are posted from last 1 year in the COVID. We are helping our colleagues or faculties. They're normally getting positive. The rate is in Chhattisgarh now. The issue is that the positivity rate is increased. Now we can say that the interns are working very hard and the faculties, and anyway, the government decision to add the more other institute also to include the interns, yeah, final year students to join them is a very good initiative. Okay. Anyway, we can't say. Anyway, Delhi is a third wave also. As per the scientific advisor, today released their press statement, there will be third wave also.
Right.
It's inevitable. It's a good thing. They should have to include them.
Okay.
It's a time to include them. In our hospital, our directors are included in the last year only. So it's helping. AIIMS Raipur is working very well in this situation.
Sure. I'm joined by Mehak Agarwal, a COVID ward consultant. Thank you, Mehak, very much for being with us. You're so young in this field. You're so new to this field. This could be your biggest challenge. Are you ready for it?
Yes, I'm ready and I'm already at work. I am right now in my final year of MBBS and I'm working with Max in their COVID center. I am already there. I have been working about 8 to 9 hour shift every day, Monday to Saturday. And it's a huge step. But as in college, we are trained. From first year, we are trained how to deal with patients, how to have bedside manners. And in the further years, we've been taught about these medications and how they are working and their mechanism of action. So right now, that's coming in hand. We are there on the scene to help our seniors, to help the senior doctors do their job better.
What specifically are you doing? Are you treating the patients? Are you doing administrative work, Mehak? What exactly are you doing?
So right now, in a facility with about 80 to 90 patients, there are only 3 doctors on duty at one time. So we are seeing all the patients. We have to go for rounds in the morning and the evening and one round with our senior consulting doctor. So during these rounds, we have to just measure the vital, just say hello to the patient. During these times, the patients are not seeing the doctors. They're only seeing us in PPE kits and it's difficult for them to connect with them. So just a little voice to them that, hi, I am this and I'm here to take care of you. We are looking after you. We are looking at your vitals. We are seeing how your drug management is happening. And plus that, with administrative work, our nursing staff is overburdened. Just ordering the medication, just entering the vitals and seeing the progression of the patient. With the help of our seniors and our guiding forces, we are trying to help them in any way possible.
Yeah. Dr. Dangi, how is, for a young doctor just getting into the field, to be put into something which is so deeply infectious comes with an incredible set of risks. How do the young doctors that you work with, who are interns, who are being deployed, how do they deal with that, with the knowledge that they're doing something very dangerous?
Basically, in the medical, we should be know about that infectious disease. It's very common because infectious diseases are very common in a hospital. So basically, we know about that, how to deal with that. And basically, the COVID is normally the recovery rate is very high. We can say recovery rate is very high, 98% good cure. But basically, issue is that the patient, our hospital staffs, their mother got infected. So we are lack of the hospitals. That's the issues. Patients are recovering. We should inform the patient that they should not be anxious. Their patients are getting cured. They should know.
Okay.
Or our duty, okay, the infection is there, and we are dealing very well. Our senior faculties, they used to instruct, before putting us in COVID duty, they just conducted the classes to how to be there.
Okay, I wanted to go across actually to Yogesh Kumar, who is an MBBS final year at the All India Institute in Raipur. Yogesh, thank you very much for being with us. Have you started treating patients or helping other doctors in the COVID ward? I can see you're in your kit, so I suppose you're already doing rounds.
Yes, sir. Actually, I'm the final student here at AIIMS Raipur, and I personally welcome this decision of deploying MBBS final year students into COVID duty as extra hands to the doctors who are working continuously day and night in this pandemic. In Chhattisgarh, last month only, our CM has decided in the meeting to deploy final year students. So that's why I'm in apron. This move is expected to reduce the workload on the existing doctors and nurses who are treating COVID patients right now. Certain prerequisites are to be ensured before deploying the final students into the hospital.
And Yogesh, tell me, are you also getting a stipend for your duties from the government?
No, sir. Right now, we are not getting any stipend.
Okay.
But yeah, there are certain prerequisites we are to be ensured, like proper training from faculty before deploying the students.
Right.
Only vaccinated students to be deployed.
Right.
And government should ensure health insurance for each of the student and medical faculties, as it will motivate them to participate more and more and offer their duties.
Sure.
And
Mehak,
sir,
let me just
like
come to you for a last
Hippocratic oath.
A last question from you to you. When you told your parents and you're talking to them or your friends, I'm in the COVID ward, and they're barely used to you being a medical worker. They're just getting used to that idea. How do they react?
Well, luckily, both my parents are doctors.
Oh, right. So, were they more worried as a result?
Yeah, but because of that, they know how many precautions we are taking. They know that we have been training for this. We made this decision coming into MBBS, knowing we'll have to face these things. So they have been a huge help. They have been training me more. They have been teaching me ways how to deal with patients, how to deal with safety precautions. Our college got us vaccinated in the first round. When the first wave was around, they got a value-added course added to our course, which taught us about PPE. So because they have been seeing all this, parents being doctors, they know that everyone is taking precaution at the level best.
I'm sure your parents are very proud of you, all of you. And I think all of us in the country are proud of our young doctors who are stepping up to this challenge, which is our greatest
I would like to
healthcare crisis.
Point.